Rock and Roll Geek Show 1282.
Still rocking after all these years.
This is the story of my rock and roll butler.
This is it, the show that started it all. Often imitated, but never equaled. From San Francisco, USA. Online since 2004. Right. It's the one and only Rock and Roll Geek Show. With the original rock and roll geek, Michael Butler.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. My name is Michael Butler. Thanks a lot for joining me. I really appreciate it. Today is Monday, March 11th, 2024, and it is 2:18 in the afternoon when I'm recording this show, and that means it's officially late enough for me to open up the first beer of the day. I'm going to drink a Modelo in the can. I'm back in San Francisco. Got back on Saturday. I'm here alone with three of the dogs and Martina's dog. They are in Washington State. Wife is somewhere else, and I'm here with the dogs. And what better thing to do on a I couldn't think of a better thing to do on a Monday afternoon at 2 p.m. than to drink and to play some rock and roll and talk to my friends on the Rock and Roll Geek Show. So that's what I'm going to do today, friends. We'll see. I may be drunk before the end of this episode. Things are going just great. All right. Let's start off with something that was put on the Rock and Roll Geek Facebook group by Christopher Del Grande. A band called the Neptune Power Federation from Australia. I looked them up on, I looked at some of their videos on the YouTubers, and this girl is very strange, the singer. She wears these really weird Edwardian, I guess the word is Edwardian, I don't know, some kind of weird looking things that you would see on HBO historical shows. And the band is hard rock. I like the music. I'm not sure what I think of the girl who sings, but the music's pretty good. This is Neptune Power Foundation. What is the song? I had to play this on the YouTube. It is called Let us begin.
Terrible.
There you go. Oh, is it still going? Hold on. I'm not sure if it's over or not. I think it's over. Good night, my children. Okay. That's rocking. I like it a lot. I don't know what to think about the girl singer. There were people commenting on it. They said they went and listened to the album on Bandcamp or somewhere, and it sounds like a concept album. So I will post a link to where you can find the album on Bandcamp. I like what I've heard so far. So thank you, Christopher Del Grande, for sending that. I appreciate it, friend. All right, I got an email from Eric the Rock and Roll Plebe. Michael, aloha, Michael. Aloha, Eric. Attached to the show is a show review if you're star for content one day. Well, what a surprise. What a coincidence. I happen to be star for content today, so I'm going to play it, Eric the Rock and Roll Plebe. I'll leave the show a mystery for you. Sorry about the bad sound quality and my snoozy voice. Okay, I have not listened to it, so I don't know if the quality's bad or not. We'll try to... hopefully it's good. Also, not related to the show review, but another content idea. Only... if you have any thoughts or interest, the things David Lee Roth has been putting out on his podcast. Eric, I have listened to a couple of those podcasts. I have not listened to the rest. I heard, you know, they all made news because it was like gossip stuff. But I listened to the one where he talked about Sammy Hagar, and I listened to the one where he talked about Eddie Van Halen going through a divorce. And those are really interesting. I enjoyed those. He said, the things David Lee Roth has been putting out on his podcast, maybe there's nothing to say. I don't think I remember you mentioning it, though. Maybe I missed it. It's been quite entertaining, though I'm not always sure I know what he's talking about. Yeah, I don't know if you tried to read his book. That book's almost unreadable because it's off in so many tangents. I like his podcast. It's been quite entertaining. Okay, in this day and age, I wonder, one, if he doesn't put it into a book and sell it, and two, why he isn't getting a letter from a lawyer telling him he's going to get sued. Summary of thoughts I think I heard. Had an episode where he was ragging on and making fun of Sammy Hagar. That's the one I listened to. And alien sex probing. He was making comparisons to his own personal probing of groupies back in the day. I like that. It was funny. And also the metaphor of shoving a popsicle into a cassette player. I believe in that episode, he also went off on a tangent talking about what was good to order at Bob's Big Boy Diner, too. Yeah, I think I would like food reviews from David Lee Roth. That would be an entertaining podcast, I think. Also, he said he and Eddie wrote all the songs. Yeah, that's true. I think that's their credit. Well, maybe it's all songs by Van Halen, but I would imagine that it's all Eddie and David Lee Roth for sure. While Al, the drunk bully thug, sat in the corner drinking Schlitz, from what I've heard, I believe that too. Well, I told you that when I went to try to get autographs from them when they showed up at the radio station in Jacksonville, Florida, we rode our bicycles to the radio station, which was about a mile or two away from where we all hung out. And the limo was parked in there, and it was full of empty Schlitz malt liquor cans. So that was the drink of choice back then for them. And interested to see what Al will say in his book. Also mentioned his $92,000 pot bill from the dispensary. Yeah, he said he spends $92,000 a month on pot. Man. He also talks about him and Eddie doing a cocaine gag over the toilet at some fancy party and having to hold each other from falling into the toilet. Wasn't that at Eddie's wedding? I thought he said it was at Eddie's wedding. Maybe it was at Alex's wedding. Then he mentioned Valerie finding a porn tape or something in the VCR, which is what prompted their divorce. Yeah, that was also in that same podcast. Quite interesting stories. I love those stories, man. They're dirt, but I love them. He goes on to say, in the 90s, Eddie in his pajamas driving his golf cart on the street to a motel or something where porn movies were shot and perhaps they crossed paths. And Eddie was living there for a while or something, and that's when he recorded some adult film music. I did not listen to that episode. I'm going to have to go back and, as they say in Netflix world, binge those episodes. He seems to hate Wolfie. I didn't like that he was in the band, I believe that, he says. And Wolfie was mad because David Lee Roth didn't interact with him enough on stage or something. Wolfie was kicking out some of his, quote, guests who worked for the accounting firm. I did hear that. And had the paychecks. I don't believe that story at all, by the way, is what Eric says. David Lee Roth thinks the Different Kind of Truth album sucks. I read that somewhere. I don't know what he was talking about, but recall him saying something like that, or maybe he was saying that Wolfie's album sucked. Either way, I love it. I agree with you, Eric. I like to listen to that stuff in podcasts as well. That's it. In the words of Dave, stay frosty and keep trucking, Michael. Eric, the Rock and Roll Plebe. Okay, here is Eric's show review.
Hey, Michael.
Oh, come on. That's great sound quality, Eric.
This is Eric, the Rock and Roll Plebe.
Hey, Eric. Hey, Plebe.
Got a show review.
All right.
I wanted to just congratulate you on being a HOFer.
Thank you. I mean, nice to be in the HOF. Let me take a sip of this fine Tecate or Modelo. Ah, never have I wanted to drink more in the daytime than I have right now.
And I want to take a drink from this fine.
I'm going to join you.
Carlsberg Lager.
I can drink a Carlsberg
for that.
Now.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you, friend. I'll drink this too.
I picked up Carlsberg Lager, by the way, because it's a Danish beer.
I love Carlsberg.
And I was trying to get into the zone. I was planning.
I believe we played Denmark or somewhere up there and drank Carlsberg.
Trip to Denmark in a couple of weeks. Oh, fortunately, I'm not going to be able to go because
I wish I was going with you.
And tickets are crazy priced.
Yeah.
But so I'm bummed because I want just. Never been there. I wanted to explore the country, and also the timing was good because there's a new DAD exhibit that they apparently have running at their art museum in Copenhagen.
Huh.
So I'm bummed that I won't be able to go on that trip and also see that too. But that's life, huh?
Yeah, I would love to go with you, Eric. Let me know if you plan on going. Maybe I'll tag along if you're going by yourself.
So today I just wanted to give you a. Quick, hopefully quick show review of Laura Jane Grace.
Oh, good. Oh,
I saw.
Interesting you say that. I just downloaded her new album. Or I just downloaded Laura's new album. I think Laura still has a penis, but who cares? Okay.
Laura.
Watch what you say, Butler. You do not want the trannies mad. You do not want the trans mad at you. Well, that's one group you don't want mad at you. They'll come kick your ass, man.
And Grace, this Wednesday, last week Wednesday.
Let me see if I can find her album. I should play a song from that album. Let's see what I can find here. Let me see. I'm calling it audible on myself here, so let me see if I can find it. Uh-oh, do I have it? Maybe I didn't put it in the iTunes. Oh, continue talking, Eric, while I look
at,
for it.
A place called the Underground Arts in Philadelphia, which is it's kind of small basement venue that holds maybe 500 people, but I really like going there. It's like one of my favorite places to go in this area. So the show, there was an opening band called Dick and Me.
Nice. Dick and Me. I like that.
They're actually like were that. Called like, their name was like Dikembe or something like that.
Uh-huh.
It was all like one word. Uh-huh. But I was joking with my buddy. We were just calling him Dick and Me.
Oh, okay.
I don't like their name. They should change
name. I like it.
They were all right. They were kind of indie rock, maybe emo type thing. And looks wise, they were kind of boring. And music wise, they were just like okay. They didn't really even fit in with the music from the rest of the night, but they were fine. My only real notes that I made are that I did enjoy how the drummer was playing. He was doing some interesting fills and stuff. And the other thing is I noticed the bass player, maybe there's a trend going because maybe he's trying to emulate you, but he had a couple of Tecates.
Hold on, I got to take this call. Hold on a second. Okay, I'm back. Oh, I'm so glad I took that call. Okay, back to you.
Because I noticed the bass player, maybe there's a trend going because maybe he's trying to emulate you, but he had a couple of Tecates sitting near his monitor. He would swig from between songs.
Mm-hmm. No cooler.
So that was that. That was dicking me.
I think I invented the red cooler bit. I'll take credit for that. I need a signature, Michael Butler's signature red cooler. I need a cooler endorsement.
The second band that was really entertaining, they were called Thelma and the Sleaze.
Okay.
Thelma and the Sleaze. They were a four-piece of all women. And each had a cool look. Each member had their own vibe. The lead guitarist had, like, big, poofy black hair, kind of looked like Mark Bolan or somebody from Twisted Sister. And he had, like, bright makeup on. And pretty cool. The bass player, she was a black. She looked black leather. She kind of looked like a goth or a punk. And then the lead singer, guitar player, she kind of had a cow punk vibe. She was wearing like a cowboy hat. And then she had a bikini top and pants with the suspenders. So she's had a great, she had a good attitude. And she kind of.
Is that what you call it, an attitude? Yeah, she had a great attitude.
Reminded me in some ways of the singer from, I don't remember her name, but the singer.
Maybe she had a great pair of,
Baboon Show. And she just had this look and attitude.
Right, confidence.
That was just rock and roll, and it was attractive.
That's good.
And she had some good stage banner. In between songs, like between one of the songs, she said, "Here's a song about two of my favorite things, cars and pussy."
Oh, nice. She's a lesbian.
So they were fun. I think they're from Nashville. Musically, I'm not great at describing bands, how they sound, but it had this 70s vibe. And they sounded different from song to song. Sometimes they had like a melodic bluesy vibe like Jay Giles or
That's
Thin Lizzy
good.
Or something.
That's
and
good.
Other times it was like more sludgy like Sabbath.
Right.
And
okay.
One song just had a heavy riff and it kind of reminded me of Ted Nugent. So they were fun. I actually tried to listen to some of their songs on Bandcamp, and they definitely don't capture what they do live on the stuff I've heard on recordings, but they're great to live. They're great to see live, and I'd go see them again. And maybe I'm going to see if I can do a post-production thing here and
good.
And see
you.
If I can put a song snippet in.
All
so
right.
If you hear a song snippet after this,
I hear it.
I was successful. If not, I'm just moving on. After
that sounds pretty good.
Thelma and the Sleaze was Laura Jane Grace, or she was calling the band Laura Jane Grace and the Mississippi Medicals.
Okay.
It had the bass player.
That must have been a political statement.
It's from the band Drive By Truckers.
Okay,
yes. You probably know. I've heard that name, but I don't know anything about them.
I don't either.
And the drummer was from some other band. His name was Mickey Erg. He's been in some. I looked up. He's been in some bands called the Ergs, Dopamine. I don't know. He's been in some bands, but they were tight. The show wasn't listed as sold out, but it seemed to be because I had been there like a few weeks back on a Saturday to see the Dead Milkmen, who are a Philadelphia based band, of course, and
been around forever.
It was a weekend, and that show was listed as sold out, and this show seemed to have the same amount of people, so it was packed, and the crowd was way into it. They were singing along, and at one point, a couple idiots jumped on stage and threw a beer and stage dived, and I was near the front, and thankfully they weren't near me, because I'm just too old for this kind of shit. So
how do you think I feel, friend?
So set list wise, I'm not like an expert in her catalog, but she played a good 25 songs. Some of the songs that I knew, you know, were from Against Me. Pints of Guinness Make You Strong. Black Me Out. Baby, I'm an Anarchist. Sink, Florida Sink. And one of my faves, Thrash Unreal. And then she also played, I think, all of the tracks from her new album that I guess came out recently.
The whole, in my head, it has like
11 songs on the album. I picked up the CD there. I need to give it a listen. And
all
I'll send
11
you my
songs, huh?
Rating score. And maybe you'll do. I don't know if you, I don't think you did a track by track, but no. It might be one if you're interested in it. Because what I heard live from that album, it was really good. But so it played like 9-10 songs from that album. What else did I write? I wrote note the after like the first 4 or 5 songs, Laura Jane's wife came on stage.
She's still married.
She said something
about
getting married recently. And the wife was the one running the merch. Mm-hmm. So she came up, and honestly, she kind of didn't add anything to it, but she was up there singing backing vocals. And she was cute. She looks like a punk rock, like a Sinead O'Connor. So, she was fine. Yeah. And also, I think that's it. I'll wrap it up. So,
all right.
It was a really good show. My only, if I had any complaint, is I would remove the Dick and Me band.
Okay.
That opened the show. And have Laura Jane play more songs, because there were songs that I would have like enjoyed hearing. Dead Rats, 333, but
I like 333.
It was a
great
show.
I'm not an authority on Against
Me. She's doing
me, but I like
East Coast
me.
Leg. I think she's going down the East Coast and then leg over, it seems like, Louisiana, Tennessee, Texas. So I'd encourage anyone in the area, go see the show and get there a little bit early and see Thelma and the Sleaze. But avoid the Dick and Me band.
All right. I like the production here, Eric.
That's it, Michael. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Stay
frosty, friend. Right, let's play a new Laura Jane Grace song. I've not heard this album, but I'm going to play the third song. Usually the third song, according to Sandy Hyde, is the third song is usually the most catchy one they put on it. So I'm going to assume the third one. We'll find out. It's only 2 minutes and 34 seconds. It's called Dysphoria Hoodie.
Dysphoria Hoodie, please do swallow me. Dysphoria Hoodie, please do swallow me. When your ends are all threadbare, no better feeling. On a Saturday morning with weed and coffee, a feeling of safety is blanketing me. Your arms of protection are wrapped around me. When it says Adidas on my chest, all day long I dream of sex. When I'm not thinking about Jesus, help me Jesus, save me Jesus. Stay away from the city, it's full of assholes. But out in the country is where fascists roam. Plenty reasons to fear when you don't fit the mold. You are my armor when facing the world, a feeling of home worn wherever I go. When it says Adidas on my chest, all day long I dream of sex. When I'm not thinking about Jesus, help me Jesus, oh God, save me Jesus. When it says Adidas on my chest, all day long I dream of sex. When I'm not thinking about Jesus, help me Jesus, save me Jesus. I can't
change. When I'm ready to change, I may wear this hoodie for 10,000 days without a wash in between. Same dirty black jeans, t-shirt with no sleeves. Dysphoria hoodie, please do swallow me. Dysphoria hoodie, please do swallow me. Dysphoria hoodie, pull tight your drawstrings.
All right, there you go. Brand new Laura Jane Grace. Thank you for the show review, Eric the Rock and Roll Plebe. You too can leave me a show review. I need as many as I can get because we are trying to do two shows a week. Time for me to drink a little bit more here. Let's thank some people who donate to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. We'll try to do this quick here. The donations are not that huge. So in the background, I'm going to play brand new End Machine. Thank you, Ivan, for sending me this. I'll just start off from the top here. Oh, good. Drop tune. There are several ways to donate to the Rock and Roll Geek Show, friends.
To the future inhabitants of our show.
My favorite way is Venmo. Venmo ID is at Michael-Butler-11. I think Michael and Butler are capitalized. Thank you to Anonymous for the $400 Joe Klein donation. Rest in peace, Joe Klein. Joe Pollack, a $200 Joe Klein donation. Rest in peace, Joe Klein. Moya Watson, $50 pity donation. Thank you, Moya. Rock Bottom Rob Gilio, $40. Tim Shaw, $40. Brian Springer, $25. Richard Fusey, the sheriff, $25. Richard Fusey, $16.66. And also Richard Fusey, $10. That's the Venmo donation. What else we got here? Let's see, Silent Winter. Oh, boy. All right. Thank you to everybody who donates on Patreon, patreon.com/RNRGeek. Joe Pollack, $16.66. Dan Ghetto on $15. Kirk Crawford, $12.70. All right, this is annoying. How about Hell or High Water? Oh, much better. Fred and Ginny Bunky, $10. Joseph Coyne, $10. John Scott, writer of the great book, Tom Petty and Me, $8. Michael Street, friend of mine and friend of the show, $7.50. Cole Thornton, $6.24. Dave Slusher, $5.55. Brad Schultz, $5. Brad Schick, $5. Brian Springer, $5. Chucky Hinahara, I think he's still in Japan, $5. Danny Borden, $5 Shitty Dude donation. Eric Klein, $5. James Shapiro, $5. Jamie Jefford, $5. Justin Lefkowitz, $5. Martin Clawley, $5. All right, that's pretty catchy, I guess. I lost my place. Let's take it back to Danny Borden, $5 Shitty Dude donation. Eric Klein, $5. James Shapiro, $5. Jamie Jefford, $5. Justin Lefkowitz, $5. Martin Clawley, $5. Mike Brown, my oldest friend, one of my oldest friends in the world, $5. Matty Itani, $5. Patrick Shanahan, $5. Paul Smith, $5. Robert Harvey, $5. Steve T. Steve Trice, $5. Ted Wilbrecht, $5. Eric Stowell, $4. Mike Hellyer, £4. Dan McBride, $3. Mike Dixon, $3. Chad Burns, $2.50. Paul Rube, $2.25. Adrian Boshon, Bosh Rock on the Rock and Roll Geek Facebook page. You just got to answer two questions. I didn't create the page, but I do approve people. You just got to answer two questions to get in there. So that I know you are not... Don't say it, Butler. Don't say it. You're going to get a divorce. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Adrian Boshon, Bosh Rock. $2. Amy Bowen, $2. Bruce McMillan, $2. Paul Underwood, $2. Eric the Rock and Roll Plebe, $142. Three Lugs, Four Wheels, $1. Arnie Stash, $1. Corey Kohler, $1. Thank you to everybody who donates on Patreon. I'll take a sip of this fine Modelo in the can to you. All right, let's find another song for the PayPal. Shattered Glass Heart. How about that? Oh, Broken Glass! Thank you to everybody who donated this month on PayPal. Jason Shepard. Oh, wait a minute. I didn't. All right. I forgot to put this in order. So these are not in the money order. I apologize. Jason Shepard, $10. Vincent Creamy, $2. Kai Matsuda, $2. Keenan O'Meara, $5. See, this is how fucked up my brain is this month, so I apologize, friends. Bear with me. Kai Matsuda, $2. Keenan O'Meara, happy birthday, $5. Peter Spark, $5. Brian Kravitz, $2. John Offenlock, $5. William Moffitt, $2. Todd Cunningham, $10. Friend of the show and friend of mine, Todd Cunningham. Lassie Tatvedhagen, $2. Jennifer Wilbrecht, $5. Stephen Mascord, $2. BJ Lisco, $10. Richard Strom, $20. Brett Garski, $5. Friend of mine and friend of the show, Ralph Miller, $10. I hope I see him this weekend at the Butler Show on St. Patrick's Day. The best thing about St. Patrick's Day, other than the fact the Butlers are playing and we're doing a bunch of Thin Lizzy tunes, I'm hoping that corned beef is going to be on sale because it's been expensive. Last St. Patrick's Day, I could find corned beef for like $5. Right now, it's like $25 or $30. Ralph Miller, $10. Blake Johnson, $20. Greg Broford, $20. Chad Kiffmeyer, $2. William Beal, $10. Dave Alexander, $2. I think it's $2. Dave Jackson in the School of Podcasting, $10. Adam Gerstein, $2. Jace Lesniewski, $5. Christopher Del Grande, $5. Adam Brochet, $2. Benjamin Moeller, $5. Jeff and Sherry Thielen Lelucky, $10. John Tennis, $5. Greg Long, $5. James Venners, $10. Dave Franco, $20. Stephen LaPetier, $20. Deborah Dreiser said, that's your real name, $2. Hurry up with that album, please. Philip Vermeulen, $2. And finally, Andrew Howell, $2. Thank you to everybody who donates to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. As you know, it's a value for value. So if you get any value out of this show, if it brings you any happiness, ask yourself, what is that happiness worth to me? And I ask that you please donate that to your retired / unemployed friend. In these days, I need it more than ever, friends. I could be homeless soon. But enough of my crying. I take a sip of this fine Modelo. I'm going to finish the can off to everybody who donates to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. Because as you know, your donations, without your donations, this show would die horrible, putrid, stench-filled death. Let's open up another one. Second one of the day, even better than the first. There you go. Brand new In Machine. The Quantum Phase. All right. Kill it. Okay. All right. I got another audio comment. This is a shorter one. This is from one of my favorite people in the world, or one of the favorite rock and roll geek friends, Jonathan Travers.
Hey, Michael Butler. How's it going? It's your buddy Jonathan Travers.
Super great. Could not be better, Jonathan Travers. Nice to hear from you, friend.
Wednesday, just a little bit after 5, just kicking back. Just got done seeing the grandkids.
Okay, that's nice. That's all.
Just killing some time, having a cigarette, drinking a cup of coffee, Black Death coffee.
Okay, all right.
I need that sugar. I need that caffeine, man.
Yeah.
But what I was trying to say in those emails earlier, that Greenfield of Summer song by Peter Wolf, that's not an uplifting song for me whatsoever.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. He's commenting on when I did the Cheer Up episode. And I played a Peter Wolf song, and there's another song from that album, which was called Midnight Souvenirs, the album. And there's a song called Greenfield of Summer, and he's talking about, he plays that whenever he's in a bad mood, and it always makes him cry. And I responded, it's a little too sad for me to cheer me up. I think I just accidentally rewound him, so we'll start it over.
Butler, how's it going? It's your buddy Jonathan Travers.
Hey, Jonathan.
Wednesday, a little bit after 5, just kicking back. Got done seeing the grandkids. Just killing some time, having a cigarette, drinking a cup of coffee, Black Death coffee. I need that sugar. I need that caffeine, man. But what I was trying to say in those emails earlier, that Greenfield of Summer song by Peter Wolf, that's not an uplifting song.
No, it's not.
I mean, whatsoever, man. I was just trying to reiterate the power of music and how that song just floors me.
I hear you.
I hadn't heard that in so long, and I heard it again the other day on my playlist. And
yeah.
Man, I ended up sitting there bawling like a baby, staring at a picture of my dog.
Crying like a pussy.
How much I miss that little guy. That guy was everything to me, man.
Yeah.
And I seen that picture of him with the three legs.
Yes, three-legged Jack Russell.
That dog, when he had that leg removed, that was one of the toughest times other than having to put him down. But when he had that leg removed and he healed, that dog was, I swear to God, to me, he seemed faster.
Huh.
I would go to this place. It was called Ottawa Hills. With this big, it was a sledding hill. And
By the way, I like this. Please call in with your dog memories, friends. I love to hear about people's dogs. I'm looking at my three of the dogs that I'm watching right now. They're all sleeping while I'm doing a show, and it's nice to see them. They're one of the only things that keeps me going right now.
You sit at the bottom with a hockey stick and a tennis ball, and that dog I would wrist shot that ball
Jack
up
Russell's
the hill.
Love to run.
Man, that dog would fly up, grab that on a bounce, run right back down to me, drop it. And if I didn't hit that ball back within 5 to 10 seconds, he was up my ass wanting to go again.
Man,
I miss that guy so much.
That little dog
was everything to me, man. And I've still been afraid to get another dog sent, because
let me ask you a uplifting question, Jonathan Travers. Like I'm sure I do not know the answer, but I bet you. Do you love that dog more than you love your ex-wife? All right,
because nothing's ever going to replace what he did for me.
Hey, man,
in my life, that little.
Yes, I make jokes. You got to. What else can you do? You can sit there and cry yourself and be bummed out. Are back to you, Jonathan Travers.
Dog was everything.
Oh, let me say, poor me, poor me. I need to say, pour me another drink.
Me. But on another note, an uplifting song. Here we go. Go to Hell by Gwar.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I always get cranked up listening to that song. I was just listening to that a little bit ago, man. I'm fired up.
Do I have that?
That Dave Brocky, man, when he was in Gwar. That guy is one of the greatest frontman characters
that.
In rock and metal history. Fucking love Gwar.
I have Go to Hell from Megadeth. I have Go to Hell from Smashed, Gladys, and I have Alice Cooper Go to Hell.
When Twitter was a thing, still Twitter, out of the blue, they were coming to Harpo's in Detroit one time in 2011. And out of the blue, I just decided, hey, I'm going to tweet him. And I just asked him if there was any way I could talk to him and get a picture with him. Thinking nothing of it. I swear to God, within like 5 minutes, he responded, told me what time and where the bus was going to be at, meet him there. He had no problem with it. I had seen Guar.
Was he in
costume?
First run
in 89, saw him in the 90s, saw him in the 2000s.
Yeah, I got a Guar story. When I first moved out to San Francisco with Stevie Saletta, we lived at this hotel. It was a transient hotel called the Covered Wagon. And they had, so upstairs was a transient hotel. Almost all gay people living in that hotel. Open Hands is this company who delivers free meals to people with AIDS. At least they did back when I first moved out here in 1989. And we lived in this place called the Covered Wagon. All the guys with Stevie Saletta. Two of us lived in one room, and then two of us lived in the other room. And the bathrooms were down the hall, so you had to share a bathroom. And anyway, downstairs was a club called the Covered Wagon. Covered Wagon Saloon, and this girl Liz, who booked the club, she was really nice, and she really kind of saved Steve Slater's life. She booked us all the time, and we'd get paid. She managed Guar, so Guar played all the time at the Covered Wagon. So I must have seen Guar at least three times at the Covered Wagons. They're all kind of crusty punks, you know, not in their outfits. Without their outfits, they're like crusty punks from, I think they're from North Carolina or something like that. But yeah, they were all nice to us. I think we might have played with some of those gigs too. Back to you, Jonathan.
Did see them that night, 2011. But
this was back in like 1989 or 90.
Him, because the girl I was dating at the time got us there late because she couldn't decide what fucking heels to wear.
Uh-huh, there you go.
I mean, honest to God.
That's why you're
so
single, friend.
We get to the parking lot, and I'm running for the bus. I left this chick in the dust, man.
Dave Brock and me was
vitally important. I love it.
He's a groupie. Jonathan Travers is a groupie.
Oh, sorry, hey, Dave's
Jonathan
already
Jonathan Travers, we're all groupies.
Suited up. And I wanted to kill her. But go to hell.
Wanted to kill her.
I get fired up every time, man. I fucking love that song. Especially that part where, and it's another land of the dead. Oh, come on. Fucking Guar. God, I miss Guar. I cannot stand that Blothar. I understand that they had to keep going because they never really made any money, so they have to keep going. I don't dig on that band anymore.
Oh, really?
Like I did when it was Odorous Urungus.
I didn't know they changed members.
I miss that guy.
That's when I saw him.
I miss new
back
music
then.
From Guar. I still love playing Guar. Still love saying Guar. Fucking Dave Brock, you are missed, my brother.
You would get slimed in the front row. They would throw a few green stuff out of these guns.
Hey, keep your head up, Butler, man. Nothing. I'm the biggest glass half empty person on the fucking planet. Keep your head up, man. It's not worth it.
Thank you, friend.
Stay strong. Stay healthy. And everybody else out there the same, man. I love every one of you guys. Take care, buddy.
Thank you, friend. Jonathan Travers. Always nice to hear from Jonathan Travers. All right. Woe is us. Okay, Tuck Smith. Brand new Tuck Smith. Now, this came down a couple of days ago, and I just posted this today on the Rock and Roll Geek Facebook group. Last time, Louder Sound. Was it Louder Sound? I think Louder Sound does this thing where you vote on a song of the week, and Tuck Smith, I believe, won last time. I'm going to claim it was due to the Friends of the Rock and Roll Geek Show voting. He's doing it again. So go on the Rock and Roll Geek Facebook group, which I did not create, et cetera, and click that link and vote for this song that I'm going to play. Brand new song. This song is fucking great. It's called Glory Bound from Tuck Smith and the Restless Heart. Trust in this place anymore. There you go. That song is uplifting. That makes me want to get on stage and rock the fuck out. I can't wait till the gig this Saturday. There's nothing that puts you in a good mood like strapping on a bass, turning your amp up full blast, and bashing it, and bashing it, and bashing it. Bashing it and bashing it again and then bashing it finally. All right, enough of that. That's a good song. Tuck Smith, Glory Bound. All right, what else we got? I'm going to, we're 48 minutes. It's going to be kind of a short show. I'm not, but how about a brand new Prong song? Remember the band Prong? I auditioned for Prong. Did I ever tell that story? Yeah, when Exodus was getting dropped, I found out that Prong was looking for a bass player, and I talked to the singer on the phone several times, and I ended up flying out to New York to try out. I thought I did well, but they had the guy who did the recording was in Killing Joke, I think, the bass player, and they ended up getting that guy to be in the band. I don't think he's still in the band anymore, but I thought the audition went well. I stayed at my friend Gigi's house, Brigitte's house. I call her Gigi because I grew up with her. she put me up, and I remember Gigi and I went to a Mets game, and she was really nice. She put me up for a few days. I think she had just had a kid. Anyway, I auditioned for Prong. I thought the audition went well, but I ended up not getting the gig, and just like I didn't get the Ozzy gig either. Did I ever tell you when I auditioned for Ozzy? I'll save that story for another time. But yeah, here's a brand new Prong song. They're covering Rush, Working Man.
Well, I get up at 7, yeah, and I go to work. We'll be right back.
There you go. All 6 minutes and 30 seconds of Prongs. A little metal for you. I would have been great in that band. All right, there you go. All right, friends, that's going to do it for me today. Let me finish up the second beer. I'm not going to stop drinking the rest of the day. Look out. By the time 6 p.m. comes along, I'm going to be raring to go, friends. All right. Slash has a blues album coming out. Now, I'm not a huge Slash fan. I got nothing against Slash. He's a great guitar player, and he clearly loves playing guitar. Well, he's got a blues album. It's going to feature, this is from Blabbermouth. Slash, the iconic Grammy-winning guitarist and songwriter, has announced his highly anticipated 6th solo album called Orgy of the Damned, released May 17th on Gibson Records. Oh, I didn't know maybe I did know this. The guitar company has a record label. A collection of 12 dynamic songs that shake up and revitalize blues classics with a stripped-down, instinctive approach. Orgy of the Damned creates a similar expression that pays homage to the blues. First single, Killing Floor, features Brian Johnson of AC/DC on vocals and Steven Tyler of Aerosmith on harmonica. An electrifying, raucous, and gleefully unbridled take on the Howling Wolf Chicago blues standard. I'm going to close out with that song. I think it sounds pretty damn good. I hand it to Slash for this. Let's see. Slash says, Killing Floor is one of my favorite Howling Wolf songs, but also one of the iconic blues riffs that turned me on as a young guitar player. I've always wanted to cover it in some capacity, and this record was the perfect vehicle, but playing it with this band and with Brian Johnson singing, it was an achievement I would never have imagined back then, let alone Steven Tyler providing the harp. Brian Johnson says, when Slash asked me to sing on Killing Floor, I said, yes, yes, lad. Immediately, it was one of the first songs I learned in my very first band. And when he played me the backing track, I was a no-brainer, man. And Steven Tyler's harmonica is so bloody hot. I had a ball with Slash and the boys in the studio, and I think we did this great old song justice. Rock on! All right, here we go. Okay, I'm not going to finish reading the entire thing because it goes on long. But so here's the track listing. The Pusher, is that a Steppenwolf tune featuring Chris Robinson from Black Crowes? I don't know, I'm starting to get on the Chris Robinson on his side, because he came up with that Rock and Roll's About Defiance, Not Compliance. I'm not a Black Crowes fan, but I just heard him on Bob Lefsetz's podcast, and he was good. Said, you know what I mean, a little bit too much, but he was pretty good, especially when he's talking about rock and roll. You can tell he knows rock and roll, and he does it for the right reasons. And then they're doing Crossroads featuring Gary Clark Jr. I don't care if I ever never hear Crossroads again. Hoochie Coochie Man featuring the great Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top. Oh Well, which the Butlers play, and we're playing it this weekend. We do more like the Rockets version. They're probably doing the Peter Green version, featuring Chris Stapleton, country star. Key to the Highway featuring Dorothy. I don't know what that is. Awful Dream featuring Iggy Pop. Born Under a Bad Sign featuring Paul Rodgers, who's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Papa Was a Rolling Stone featuring Demi Lovato. Killing Floor featuring Brian Johnson and Steven Tyler. Living for the City featuring Tash Neal. Don't know who that is or that song. Stormy Day featuring Beth Hart and Metal Chestnut. All right, here is, to close out the show, here's brand new Slash featuring Brian Johnson and Steven Tyler. Killing Floor. I'll talk to you soon, friends. Hopefully I'll have something to, some content for Friday's show. If not, I won't be doing a show on Friday. So please give me some content, friends. Either email me some show ideas or show reviews or something, or a new album you'd like a track by track of. I don't know. Sometimes it's going to be difficult to do 2 shows a week. We'll see. Maybe I'll get into a knockdown drag out. No, that ain't going to happen. That will not happen. I promise you that. But I don't know. We'll see. Maybe I'll do a show from the sound check at the Butler show. We'll see. Happy St. Patrick's Day if I don't talk to you before then. Here's brand new Slash featuring Brian Johnson and Steven Tyler on harmonica. I'll talk to you soon, friends. Rockandrollgeek.com is where you can find this show. Rockandrollgeek@gmail.com is where you can email me. Find me on the Twitter, R&R Geek. Find me on the Facebook, R&R Geek. Find me on the Instagram, Rock and Roll Geek, Don't Ask. Please keep the donations coming. It's a value for value. I'm doing my best to keep it entertaining in these hard times for me, friends. And we'll get past this. We will get through it and all become better because of it and stronger. Let's hope so. All right. Brand new Slash. I'll talk to you soon, friends. We'll be right back.
It's a rock and roll geek train wreck.